Welcome to Lit Reading. I'm Don McDonald. When you hear the name A.A. Milne, you immediately think children's author. And while Alan Alexander Milne is best known for his crowning creations, a couple of books about a stuffed bear named Winnie the Pooh, who belonged to a boy named Christopher Robin, Milne was an accomplished author in multiple genres. A.A. Milne's early career was spent as a humor writer for the popular British magazine Puck, which is when our next short story was penned. I hope you enjoy A Lost Masterpiece by A.A. Milne. The short essay on the improbability of the infinite, which I was planning for you yesterday, will now never be written. Last night, my brain was crammed with lofty thoughts on the subject, and for that matter, on every other subject. My mind was never so fertile. 10,000 words on any theme, from tin tacks to tomatoes, would have been easy for me. That was last night. This morning, I have only one word on my brain, and I cannot get rid of it. The word is Terrell Bay. T-E-R-A-L-B-A-Y. Terrell Bay is not a word which one uses much in ordinary life. Rearrange the letters, however, and it becomes such a word. A friend? No, I can call him a friend no longer. A person gave me this collection of letters as I was going to bed and challenged me to make a proper word of it. He added that Lord Melbourne, this he alleged is a well-known historical fact, Lord Melbourne had given this word to Queen Victoria once and it had kept her awake the whole night. After this, one could not be so disloyal as to solve it at once. For 2 hours or so, therefore, I merely toyed with it. Whenever I seemed to be getting warm, I hurriedly thought of something else. This quixotic loyalty has been the undoing of me. My chances of a solution have slipped by, and I am beginning to fear they will never return. While this is the case, the only word I can write about is Terrell Bay. T-E-R-A-L-B-A-Y. What does it make? There are two ways of solving a problem of this sort. The first is to waggle your eyes and see what you get. If you do this, words like alterably and laboratory emerge, which a little thought shows you to be wrong. You may then waggle your eyes again, look at it upside down or sideways, or stalk it carefully from the southwest and plunge upon it suddenly when it is not ready for you. In this way, it may be surprised into giving up its secret. But if you find that it cannot be captured by strategy or assault, then there is only one way of taking it. It must be starved into surrender. This will take a long time, but victory is certain. There are 8 letters in Terrell Bay, and 2 of them are the same, so that there must be 181,440 ways of writing the letters out. This may not be obvious to you at once. You may have thought it was only 181,439, but you may take my word for it that I'm right. Wait a moment while I work it out again. Yes, that's it. Well, now suppose you put down a new order of letters, such as Raytable, every 6 seconds, which is very easygoing, and suppose that you spare an hour a day for it. Then by the 303rd day, a year hence, if you rest on Sundays, you are bound to have reached a solution. But perhaps this is not playing the game. This, I am sure, is not what Queen Victoria did. And now I think of it, history does not tell us what she did do beyond that she passed a sleepless night. And that she still liked Melbourne afterwards, which is surprising. Did she ever guess it? Or did Lord Melbourne have to tell her in the morning, and did she say, "Why, of course"? I expect so. Or did Lord Melbourne say, "I'm awfully sorry, madam, but I find I put a Y in too many"? But no, history could not have remained silent over such a tragedy as that. Besides, she went on liking him. When I die, Terrell Bay will be written on my heart. While I live, it shall be my telegraphic address. I shall patent a breakfast food called Terrell Bay. I shall say, "Terrell Bay," when I miss a 2-foot putt. The Terrell Bay carnation will catch your eye at the Temple Show. I shall write anonymous letters over the name. Fly at once. All is discovered. Terrell Bay. Yes, that would look rather well. I wish I knew more about Lord Melbourne. What sort of words did he think of? The thing couldn't be aeroplane or telephone or googly because those weren't invented in his time. That gives us 3 words less. nor probably would it be anything to eat. A prime minister would hardly discuss such subjects with his sovereign. I have no doubt that after hours of immense labor, you will triumphantly suggest ratably. I suggested that myself, but it is wrong. There is no such word in the dictionary. The same objection applies to bat early. It ought to mean something, but it doesn't. So I hand the word over to you. Please do not send the solution to me, for by the time you read this, I shall either have found it out or else I shall be in a nursing home. In either case, it will be of no use to me. Send it to the Postmaster General or one of the Geddeses or Mary Pickford. You will want to get it off your mind. And ask him to make something of S-A-B-A-T and D-O-N-U-R-E-B. When he has worked out the corrections, which, in case he gets the wrong ones, I may tell him are beast and bounder, I shall search the dictionary for some long words like intellectual. I shall alter the order of the letters and throw in a couple of G's and a K. And then I shall tell them to keep a spare bed for him in my nursing home. Well, I have got Terrell Bay off my mind. I feel better able now to think of other things. Indeed, I might almost begin my famous essay on the improbability of the infinite. It would be a pity for the country to lose such a masterpiece. She has had quite enough trouble already with one thing or another. For my view of the infinite is this, that although beyond the finite, or as one might say, the commensurate, there may or may not be a... Just a moment. I think I have it now. T.R. No. In addition to his stories and books, A.A. Milne was also an accomplished writer of plays and early cinematic screenplays. Frustrated by both the fact that his children's books overshadowed his other works and by the unwanted fame bestowed on his young son, Christopher Robin, he gave up writing children's books entirely. And now for those who want to work out T-E-R-A-L-B-A-Y for themselves, please stop the podcast because I want to share it with everyone else to keep them from going insane. Terrell Bay is belatedly. Thanks for listening. Please, if you get a chance, share the podcast with others. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts or one of your favorite services. And please, I would love it if you'd write a review, particularly on Apple Podcasts, because they're the biggest. Thanks again. I'm Don McDonald.